Tom Farkas, representing the group Citizens Against the Wall, talked to the council during public input. He said that he's pointed out to UDOT that they're not following their own cost criteria, standards they also have to follow, he said, to get their funding from the Federal Highway Administration. Since then, he said UDOT has backed off from the plan for an 18-foot wall. Now they're proposing a berm with a wall on top of that, but he said the new plan is still defective.
But they haven't even included the cost of building the berm. They're saying the cost of the berm is zero. Now, according to UDOT policy, if you have a noise abatement measure, they have to include all the costs of that measure. That would be the cost of the berm, the cost of the wall, and the cost of all the safety measures that are critical to protect the berm and the wall. If you calculate the cost of the berm, then they're way over their cost allowance. Right now, ignoring the cost of the berm, they barely are under their cost allowance by $12,000. That's 1% of the whole project.
Councilmember Kim Carson said it seems like UDOT really doesn't want to do the project, but Farkas said he thinks the state does want to spend the money, in part to save face.
And I think the reason why they morphed from the wall to a wall berm is because money has been committed to do some sort of noise measure. And so they don't want to give the money back. So it's not a really question that they don't have, you know, a stake in this thing. They have proposed that they would have the money. And they like to spend money, they like to build things. But I think it would also be embarrassing for them to have to go back to the Federal Highway Administration and say, whoops, we screwed up. We didn't meet our criteria. We didn't meet your criteria. Therefore, we're going to have to give you the money back.
He said he's hoping the county can take some action because UDOT's attitude toward the Jeremy residents has been, frankly, insulting. He noted a meeting they had in July.
We asked them, questions. And they said, well, if you've got a problem, sue us. So, that is their...
Seriously, that's what they said?
and that's why we kind of, Citizens Against the Wall, plead with the county council to...
To sue them?
Well, maybe if that comes to that. But they have no problem ignoring ordinary citizens.
Under UDOT's process, they will take a vote of affected residents by the proposed wall, so-called benefited receptors. Council Chairman Chris Robinson noted that, in fact, they were informed by email that the balloting has started this week. Meanwhile, Farkas claimed another defect is that out of the 24 residents being polled, 8 are not actually benefited receptors. Another Basin resident, Max Greenhall, also asked council and public input to take some action. Robinson asked his colleagues what option they should pursue.
Are we going to have an open house? Are we going to have you investigate with outside counsel to see where the pressure points are? Are we going to just pass a resolution and pat Tom and his group on the back and say, go get them? What are we going to do?
Council member Carson cautioned about getting into a legal fight with UDOT and their deep pockets, and Doug Clyde echoed that.
If we feel strongly that we can do the calculation and show that their document is not compliant, it doesn't take us anything to write them a letter.
Right.
The ultimate problem, though, is that I can tell you that UDOT's got a fleet of NEPA lawyers that they couldn't dock in the San Francisco Bay. My guess is that they've got their ducks in a row, but we never know.
County Council Member Doug Clyde. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.